Bonjour ladies, welcome to a new module. This week we are going to explore confidence, which is together with clarity, one of the main qualities women feel they are lacking or not having enough of. Let's have a look at what ladies share when we talk about confidence. I want to have confidence to close the gap between what I should do and the perception of what others think of me versus what I'm truly content with. How can I build my confidence not based on the opinion of others and not based upon my physical appearance? How can I have the confidence to not feel guilty about making choices that feel right for me but may not resonate well with others? How can I have confidence in my choices and preferences, and how can I have confidence in myself so that I actually will follow through? So, given the importance of confidence, we will look this week in how can your home help you to grow your confidence. Confidence is not one big chunk. We all have vastly different levels of confidence depending on the subject, depending on the context, depending on the situation. It's also not a fixed supply that we got or did not get at birth. It's something that is alive in all of us right now. And to which degree we want it to be alive is actually in our sphere of influence. We might at times feel that life has knocked out all our confidence. I certainly know that feeling. But the good news is that confidence can be relearned, can be regrown, can be chosen again and again and again, can be practiced in the smallest of steps, and the most beautiful, it can be given to us by others. This is why I encourage you again and again to share in the group, to cheer each other on, to support each other, because the more you give someone confidence, the more your own confidence will grow. Try it. So your interaction here in the group, with the other Elegant Alchemists, is really what will make your own confidence bloom. So, let's go into action with confidence. A problem women have often is that they feel that they need to deserve confidence. As in, if you have already success in something, if you have already proven that you are deserving of confidence, then you can have confidence. Well, it's easy to feel confident when you have already had success. You've done it before, you know you can do it again, and even if something goes a bit wrong, you have confidence that you can ultimately do it. Let me share a very stupid little example to demonstrate what I mean. I love cooking and baking and have done I don't know how many cakes in my life, and who says cakes says eggs. So I have probably separated, I don't know how many thousands of eggs in my life. So I'm 150% confident that I know how to separate an egg. And still, sometimes it goes wrong. But that doesn't shatter my confidence in the least. I would have, I don't know, to mess up 100 or 200 eggs before I would start to believe that maybe I can't separate eggs any longer. So I have sufficient proof that it will work. Now, that was a little example. Think about something you are completely confident about. Maybe really something you can do in your sleep. Maybe you can write, I don't know, some informatics code, or you can meditate for 8 hours in a row, or you can sell something and educate a dog or keep a whole kindergarten class happy and busy. Or you can run 1 kilometer in less than 5 minutes or play a Chopin etude or whatever. So experiencing confidence when you do these things is very agreeable. But it won't necessarily grow you. It won't grow your confidence. It's like with weightlifting. You need to have a certain weight in order to grow your muscles. When you lift just, I don't know, your computer mouse, not much will happen. So confidence is really like the road that builds itself whilst you walk on it, if that makes sense. But the thing is, obviously, you need to take the first step. And this is what we're going to look at now with the help of your home. You are going to start your day from now on with confidence. How are you going to do that? How is your home going to help you? Well, let's start with your wardrobe or your closet. Go to your closet, wardrobe, and look at it. Does it inspire confidence already from the outside? If yes, wonderful. Then become clear why. Why does your closet or your wardrobe inspire confidence? Maybe it's new, it's shiny, it's very ordered, it's the exactly right size, it's the exactly right color. You feel confident that you find everything in there. For whatever reason, look at your wardrobe or your closet and determine if it inspires confidence, and if so, why, and if not, what is needed to make it more confident. Maybe it needs a fresh lick of paint, or maybe you just need to wash it inside and out. Maybe you need to buy some hangers so they are all, you have all a uniform row of beautiful wooden hangers instead of those flimsy ones from the dry cleaners. Maybe you need to buy some boxes to get in more system. Whatever it is, look at your wardrobe and your closet through the lens of confidence. Because what you want is when you start your day, you want to start your day with confidence, and your clothes and its container, their container, the wardrobe, the closet, is the place to start. Then look at your clothes. And here you can do a clean sweep, pull out all your clothes, put them back, and ideally, keep only those that really make you feel confident when you wear them. If they're clothes you are not sure about, well, by now you know what to do. You put them in a box. You repeat the exercises from module 2. But for a while, at least I'd say for this module, just live with only the clothes that inspire confidence. You have nothing else in your closet or wardrobe. Okay? I don't say you have to throw the others away, just for this week. And then every day you get dressed, you only have clothes that make you feel confident. And of course, to make sure that you really feel confident, what I'm going to ask you is to post a selfie here in the group during this module and during the whole course, if you want. But at least during this module, post a selfie in the group every morning with an outfit that makes you feel confident. Have fun, and I'll see you in the next lesson. Bye.